Om Shanti. We welcome Shilu Ben with one hand clap. We are so happy to see Shilu Ben today with amongst us. Even though we are a very small group, she has agreed to meet everyone and give this wonderful class. And I think majority of you know who Shilu Ben is, right? She's so sweet and an inspiration to many, many of us. And mainly Baba's voice, we can say. Whenever we listen to Baba Dada's Murli, the English translation, the voice that we hear Baba's Murli is Shilu Ben, and we always associate her with that, right? And yeah. And now, not taking much time, I'll request Shilu Ben to clarify this topic of revealing Baba through the power of truth and cleanliness. So Baba says that who are very clean in their hearts, though I love them, right? So how to reveal Baba through having the power of truth and cleanliness? Shilu Ben.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome, welcome to Madhuban, the land of, you can say milk and honey, whatever you may call it. Madhuban, the land of transformation. The land where the whole world comes and the highest of all is where God comes. Madhuban is the place from where the whole world will get Sakash, the rays of peace, which is the need of the hour. And we, Baba's children, are very privileged to be the helpers of God to do this task. And I can see that although not many of you are in this group, but we say one double foreigners is equal to at least 100,000 Bharatvasis. If I say that, it's not an exaggeration. Because you come from so far. Baba sometimes says that you leave when you leave Madhuban and reach your places, you start collecting money for your next trip to Madhuban the next year. So Madhuban is always in your heart, in your mind, in your breath, in your every thought. So I should congratulate all of you for that. So although you are few in this group, but you are one of the rare jewels who dared to come in spite of knowing that it's so cold here. But are you feeling cold? Or have you enough woolens? You're okay?
Yes.
Not feeling cold? So in every group there used to be this a program called Revealing Baba by Harmonizing Sanskars. So revelation of Baba through harmonizing of sanskars. So in that, the subtopic is Revealing Baba through the power of truth and cleanliness. Dadi Janki always says She uses two words, sachai or safai, truth and cleanliness. God is called the truth, or sometimes we can say the reverse. Truth is God. God is love, and sometimes we say love is God. It means where there is God, there is truth. Where there is God, there is love. So, truth and love go with God. Actually, every virtue we can think of, God is the ocean of that. And this is why we can say of any virtue and then compare that with God. And when God comes, He makes us like Him. But in order to become like Him, we have to imbibe those virtues. And Baba says, you had them, but then Maya snatched away your virtues and you became virtueless by becoming body conscious. And now Baba has come to make us soul conscious so that we are able to get back our virtues by remembering the Father. So when we say God is truth, why is called God the truth? Because God speaks the truth. God creates a truthful world. God makes His children become truthful. God speaks the truth. But then what is the definition of truth? What is truth? If you say the literal meaning of truth is that to speak out what really happened, to say the same thing. So whatever happened, you just say it. It is the truth. But if you are hiding something and are not speaking what happened exactly, then it means there is some untruth or lies in it. So when we say God is the truth, because whatever He speaks, that is the truth. And that's why we say He is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. In Bharat we use these words for God. God is the truth, God is the benefactor, and God is the beautiful one. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. The truth, the benefactor, the beautiful. So God is all three, because truth goes with the word benefactor and beautiful too. God is the benefactor, the one who is always thinking about the benefit of everyone. And He is the beautiful one because He is the ocean of all virtues. His beauty is boundless. It cannot be measured with anything else. And that beauty is because of His virtues. So truth has one meaning of this, that God speaks the truth. But then the other meaning is that of truth is that He's eternal. Anything which is perishable, actually it is untruth. They say in Bharat that this whole world is false because it is changing. Anything which keeps changing, which is created and gets destroyed, then that is all untruth. Jagat mithyam, they say this world is untruth because everything is changing. And in management it is said that In this world, everything is changing except change. Change never changes. This change is constant. And because this change is constant, in spirituality, it is said it is untruth. And that which is constant, which is eternal, which is imperishable, that is called the truth. You know, when somebody speaks lies, what happens? No, actually, maybe he's a thief. He has stolen and he's caught by the police. And he's questioned. Did you steal? And if he says, no, I did not steal. It means he spoke lies. Actually, he did steal. But he speaks lies, no, I did not steal. Then so many questions can be asked from him. Okay, at this time, this thing was stolen. Where were you at that time? Then he can say, I wasn't there at all. I was in another place. So this is another lie. Okay, what were you doing there in another place? Then he'll give another third lie. And then he can be asked, where did you go after that? Then he may speak a fourth lie. And this way his lies keep on multiplying. And he goes far and far away from the truth. So they say, you know, there's a saying that lies have no feet, no legs, because it's not constant, it is not stable, it's always moving. Because if there are legs, then you can stand straight. So the one who's a liar, he is never stable. And so Baba says that this whole world is always changing every moment, but God is unchanging. Soul is unchanging. Unchanging in the sense that it was never created and it will never be destroyed. Even this matter was never created and it will never be destroyed. So actually all three are the truth. Soul, Supreme Soul and matter. But the game is between two, soul and matter. When soul is the master of matter, then this world is golden age. But when matter becomes the master of the soul, then this world is Kaliyug. But then who changes from Kaliyug to Satyug? Then the one who never changes. He is the one who comes, the truth comes, and again makes this world which has become false into truth again. So God is truth, He speaks the truth, He makes the whole world truthful, and truth is attached to so many other virtues. So all the virtues come with truth. And that is why God is called the truth. And when we understand this, we realize that even we become truthful. I am also the truth. I was never created and I will never get destroyed. I was never born and I will never die. I never change. That means a soul is always a point of light. It's always a point of light. This physical body keeps changing from a small baby and then grows and grows and grows and then becomes an old man and then he dies. So that's why we say this body is, as it is perishable, it is untruth. But the soul is the truth. And when I understand that I am truth, that means I am eternal, I am immortal, I am imperishable, and I am the child of that imperishable, eternal, immortal Father. But today, In spite of me being eternal, immortal, I think that I am mortal. I am physical because I have forgotten myself. So when God makes us realize who I am, I begin to realize how I am that truth. So when I am the truth, I have to be this truthful all the time, come what may. We should never manipulate anything. We should never try to hide anything. You know, in the world we see many people, they do something wrong and then they hide. When they do something good, they want to show off. I did this, I did that. But when they do something wrong, they hide. They don't want to tell anyone. They don't want anyone to know. But when I'm truthful, I will not hide anything. If I've done something wrong, I will say, yes, I did it wrong. And I can confess. But then I also make a promise that I will not repeat that mistake. And then God loves me because He never commits any mistakes. But we commit mistakes because we are body conscious, and therefore God comes and makes us soul conscious. So when we are in that state of soul consciousness, our intellect is, and our heart also become very clean. So cleanliness goes with truth. If somebody is clean from inside, his physically also, he will like to be clean. When I'm spiritually clean, I would like physical cleanliness too. They both go together. And therefore Baba says that you have to realize your original stage, what you were. On the path of devotion, they say that the soul never becomes impure. The soul is always clean. It is unaffected by matter. But we say, no, soul is affected by matter. Therefore, as it comes in contact with the body, with matter, it goes through different stages, sattva, rajo, tamo. The golden, silver, iron, copper, iron stages. But then that Supreme Father who is the ever truth, He then transforms the souls back into that golden stage. So now that Father has come and He is changing us, so if we want to reveal the Father, we have to become like Him. And that's what Baba says, become Bap Saman, equal to the Father. Whatever are the qualities of the Father, I have to claim those qualities myself too. Only then I can reveal the Father. Even in the Laukik way, we see that how if the child is following his father's footsteps, then everyone says, oh, he's like his father. He's like his father. Because he's following his father's footsteps. In this way, he's revealing his father. And the other way around, if somebody's behavior is not good, then his father also will not be good, in the sense that that's what the child has learned from the father. Whatever the father does, the child observes that and follows it. You know, I remember an incident of when in England, you know, the Prime Minister of England was Tony Blair at that time. And one day his son, Tony Blair's son, the Prime Minister of England, he was found on the road. You know, he had drunk a lot. He had drunk a lot and he just fell down and was like fallen on the ground, on the floor, on the road. And when the police found him, saw him, he said, "Oh, he's the son of the Prime Minister of India." It was such a bad name for the father also. Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England, if he can't take care of his son, how will he take care of the country? So it was a bad name even for the father, because his son was like that. So Baba says, whatever we do, in whatever we are, according to that we reveal the Father. So if we want to reveal God, we have to be like Him. So whenever I perform any action, I have to ask myself, am I doing as the Father would have done? Well, Shiva Baba is incorporeal, but he comes in the body of Brahma and speaks. So Brahma is an example for us, what he did. I have to do the same. If this action which I'm performing, how can I know whether it's good or bad or right or wrong? I can find out by having this thought, if Baba would be here, would he do it? If he wouldn't do it, I also should not do it. I also will not do it because Baba wouldn't do it. And if Baba would do it, okay, I will do it too. Because in this way I reveal the Father. And Baba says at the end, you know, how Baba will be revealed. It will be said that you people are the only ones who can transform the world. Now what people say, that you people speak good things, you know, you speak very good things. You speak about values, you speak about goodness, you speak about peace, you speak about love. But others also speak the same thing. It's nothing different, nothing very different from you. So they also, or you also like them, speak what they say. So you are like them, but a day will come when people will say, you are the only ones. You are the only ones who are on the path of truth. You are the only ones who are really a reflection of God. You are the only ones who have glorified God. Because we are seeing in the world today how people don't want to believe in God. Because they say, well, if God was there, then why is there so much of sorrow in this world? Can't God help us? Can't God do this if He is there? But there is so much of sorrow, it means that we don't have anyone above us. There's no accountability to. We don't have to tell about our actions to anyone. There's no one above us. But when they see us, they say, oh, you people are really great. It's not possible for us to be like you. You have sacrificed so much. You are the real living gods on this earth, and you will transform the world. So when people start saying this, then that will be called the time when we will be revealing God. So we have to be clean within and without, clean in our heart, clean in our intellect, clean in our mind. Only then we can reveal the Father. And for that, speak the truth, eat the truth. Eat truth means eat only sattvic food. Speak the truth, behave truthfully, and live truthfully. And we will be able to reveal the Father. Of course, we can say much more, but then a little bit of question answers with Antonella. When, okay, come Antonella. Sister Antonella is from Italy, and she has prepared some questions. She will ask practical questions, and I hope I can answer those questions according to her thoughts. Okay, Antonella. She has a very lovely center in Italy. What's it called?
Bologna.
Bologna. I remember I went to Italy. I went to Bologna. That time there was no center. But I went from Milan or from Rome. From Rome I came. From Rome
we went there from Milan.
From Milan maybe. So when I went to Bologna for a program, and when I went there, it was in a small hotel, like, so we expected at least 50 people, but then there was only one person who came for the program. So I spoke to that one person, you know, all the way from Milan. I went, it's quite far too. I went there, and only one person, but then we gave sakash to the town. It's called the land of chimneys. You know, so many chimneys there, no? I still remember. And how then after that, Baba's center opened and Sister Antonella is there. Yes. First she was in, you were in Rome, no?
I was in Milan.
You were in Milan, yeah? Mm. So Milan is the capital of Italy. Huh? Milan is the capital. So I went there capital a few years ago. We have a lovely center there. In Milan, but in the capital of Italy too. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, I was actually remembering that.
Yeah.
Moment.
I had also the privilege of going to the Pope's program in the Vatican.
Yeah. And I did connect it that event of going to a city that was not served yet. And somebody asked us to go preparing the venue, but it was the middle of summer. And
put your mic a little higher. Mm. No, higher, little, to your mouth, yeah.
Here, Veda.
Yeah.
It was the middle of summer, and it was our little discernment to go right in a big city in the 27th of July, Saturday afternoon. It was so obvious that nobody would turn around. But the seed of truth that Shilu Ben saw that moment, it was really a loveful seed of truth. Then a few years after, we got a big center there. And now I think it's one of the most active places in Italy.
So we she was clap deceived. For her for having such a beautiful center there.
So anyway, seed of truth, they can never be erased. That's a huge reality. So Shilu Ben, happy to interview you. And you said God speak the truth, and Gyan is the truth. So we are meant to speak, you know, just jewels. We are meant to do that. But it doesn't happen all the time. So sometimes we are very good in speaking the truth and be very honest with ourselves, with people, just expressing jewels. But other time, maybe waste words come out. I don't know if it happened to you, but I guess it's a reality. So any tips, practical tips, to control words so that we become more and more like Baba, speaking only the truth?
We do have to pay attention to what we are speaking, because Baba says the words we speak from our mouth should be like jewels, not stones, because stones hurt. So our words should be such which should give, which should give really comfort to souls, not words which are like stones hitting somebody and giving sorrow. And to share that, I would like to share an example with you, means a practical experience that once I was in front of Avyak Bab Dada, and we did a lot of service in Hyderabad in South India and came in front of Bab Dada. And it was very good service, very, very special service of in a big company, Nagarjuna Fertilizers, and the executives of that company came to meet Baba. This was, I think, about some 30 years ago. And so I was just translating for them because Baba was speaking Hindi and they did not understand Hindi. They had come from South India. So I was translating. And after I finished, I thought Baba will just give me toli, that's all. But then Baba not only gave me toli, he gave me a powerful drishti and got hold of my hand and smiled at me with great love, with drishti. And Baba said beautiful words, you know, of blessing to me. Baba said, the goddess of knowledge is sitting in your tongue. That's the blessing Baba gave me. So the goddess of knowledge is sitting in your tongue or on your tongue. And after that, I was surprised, you know, how can Baba give me such a great blessing? So if goddess of knowledge, Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is sitting on your tongue, that means whatever you speak the truth. So at that time, a thought came in my mind that whatever words come out from my lips, they should be words of truth, nothing but truth. I should never speak words which are untruth. I should never speak words which can give sorrow to someone, or something which, those words which are not, you know, having the depth of knowledge. So whatever I speak should be based on truth. So never speak anything else except the truth. And really I made a promise on that day that my mind will always be clean, my mind will always be truthful, and what I think, what I do, what I say will only be the truth. So that was my commitment from that day. And really I've kept up to that commitment.
Wow. What a powerful promise. And while you see the stage of the world generally, but you also see coming so many souls coming to Madhupan, you also see clearly the stage of the Brahmin family. So, and we all would like to really be like Baba, Bab Saman. But seeing the stage of the family worldwide, what kind of advice would you give us to become more and more like Baba so that we can reveal him as we need to?
Well, Baba is establishing the golden age in world, and Baba says that there will be a kingdom there, and in that kingdom there will be emperor, empress, you know, servants, subjects, rich subjects, and lower subjects. So it's all types of status is there. But then everything depends on what efforts you make now. So if some children are not really making good efforts, they are not really paying attention to their efforts, it means they will not get a high status, and that's also, it's part of the establishment work of God. So therefore Baba says, don't be surprised if someone's stage is not good, or somebody is not behaving well, somebody is maybe defaming Baba. But well, kingdom is being established. And then Baba also says that this is a drama. So in the drama, everyone has a different role to play. So don't see anybody else, see only yourself. See yourself and see Baba and nothing else. See, your aim and objective, Baba was saying the other day, see, your aim is to become Lakshmi Narayan. Your aim is to become like Brahma Baba. Your aim is to return home in that perfect state. So just see yourself and in with that aim, that's all. Don't see anybody else. Because if you see somebody else, and you will try to compare, and if somebody's stage is not good, you'll say, oh, I'm much better than that person. My stage is so good. But see, that person's stage is not good at all. So you will have that superiority complex, oh, I'm very good. And if you see someone higher than you, whose stage is very good, and your stage is not that good, then you'll say, oh, it's too difficult to become like that one. So you'll feel inferior. So Baba says, neither have that inferiority complex nor have the superiority complex, because that will come only when you are comparing yourself with somebody else. If you really want to compare, then compare with your own self. What I was yesterday and what I am today. Yesterday, similar situation happened, but I could not tolerate. But today, I can tolerate. So I'm much better today than what I was yesterday. So this is the way you compare yourself, but don't compare yourself with anybody else. If you want to compare, then compare yourself with Baba. Baba, what Baba did, you know, Gulzar Dadi was the first soul who went into trance and saw the perfect form of Brahma Baba. And she came and told Baba, Baba, I saw your perfect form. And then Baba asked her, okay, how far away was I from my perfect form? And then Dadi said, quite far. But then Baba made so much effort to go close to that perfect form of Brahma Baba, which she saw in the subtler regions. And then again Baba asked her, how far am I now from my perfect form? And she said, Baba, you have come closer, you have come closer. And the day Baba left the body, he attained perfection and, you know, left the body. And then Gulzar Dadi went into trance. And the experience she shared was that how that corporeal form and that angelic form have merged. They have become one. So the corporeal form of Brahma merged into the angelic form of Brahma. So that's how Baba compared himself. What I'm supposed to become and what I am now. So see the aim and then my present stage and after how I have to reach that aim. So if I think in this way, then I can attain my highest stage. But don't see anybody else. That is what Baba tells us.
Yeah. So speak only jewels and don't see anybody's fault.
Yeah.
Two tips which are very important. You were very close to the Dadis. Shiluban knew all of them very well, and also Brahma Baba. So it's rarely now to see souls that had that kind of experience like you. And you surely saw the Dadis raising up, getting more and more wise and powerful. Can you share anything that can inspire us to do the same?
Sure. Well, I feel actually very, I can say, lucky, very fortunate that I had the privilege of meeting Baba, Mama, all the Dadis, you know, everyone. Because I came in Gyan when I was just 10, 11 years old. That was in 1959, about that time. I was just 10 years old. So that time all the Dadis were there. And Baba, Mama were also there in 1959. So I saw Baba. So I could feel that, oh, you know, Baba was a true father. I felt that I found my own true father. Because I say very proudly that I took my spiritual birth in Baba's lap. The very first day my mother took me to Baba, she was already in Gyan, and I was about 10, 11 years old at that time. So Baba had come to Mumbai, and Baba was meeting everybody, and my mother also met, and I was hesitating to go in front of Baba because first time I saw Baba. So Baba called me, "Come child, come child, come." So I went to Baba, I ran like to Baba, and I just hugged him, hugged him so, so strongly. And Baba patted my back and said, "The child has come back to the father." Wow. So these were the words Baba spoke to me. So I very proudly say that I took my spiritual birth in Baba's lap. You know, usually I ask people, "How did you take your spiritual birth?" You know, some say, "I got Dadi's Drishti, I got Toli, I went to the exhibition, you know, somebody invited me, somebody took me to the center," you know, all that. But then I proudly say that I took my spiritual birth in Baba's lap. So that was my story of Baba, being with Baba, being with Mama. I used to see Mama, how Mama is so matured, means her walking, her talking, her smiling. Never saw Mama laughing loudly, never. So everything was so much matured in her actions. So this is what I experienced from Mama. And for Dadi Prakashmani, I can say, once Dadi was saying that, "I've never spoken lies in my life. I've never spoken lies in my life." This is what she said once. I can say it with firmness that I never have spoken lies. We all must have spoken lies, you know, at some time or the other. But that's what she said. So I could see Dadiji so sweet, so loving, and so much truthfulness in her words. And nobody would ever object her, or nobody would ever even doubt her that what she's saying may not be right. So just as God is truthful, Dadiji was also very truthful. And Dadi Janki, well, no question about her too. She used to speak about truth all the time. And sometimes Hansa Ben would tell her, "Dadi, don't say that." But she would say, "Why not? Why not? I have to speak the truth. Baba wants me to speak the truth." But Hansa Ben would say, "Dadi, don't." You know, sometimes for something to not tell about someone, but Dadi would say it. So Dadis were so clean, so honest in their hearts, that whatever was in their mind, it would not be that they would say something else, the mind something else, never. So when we say truthfulness, we say cleanliness, means whatever is in your mind should be in your words, should be in your actions. Some people who are very cunning, what they do, they think something else, speak something else, and do something else. None of these three things match. Their thoughts, words, and actions are completely different. You know, when somebody comes in front of them, they say, "Oh, you're wonderful, you've come, welcome, welcome, welcome." And if they are a little bit far away, we say, "Oh, why has he come? He'll waste my time. I don't know why he has come." But when he comes in front of him, "Oh, welcome, welcome." So welcome when he's in front of him, and when he's far away, "Oh, why has he come? He has come to waste my time." So thoughts are different, words are different, actions are different. So that's not truthfulness. So Baba says truthfulness means your thoughts, words, and actions should be alike. And when our thoughts, words, and actions are not alike, what happens? There is stress. Why does stress come? Because mind and intellect, they are fighting. Intellect says, "Don't do this," but mind says, "Do it." So the both are fighting, and sanskars are totally different. So mind is saying something else, intellect saying something else. Sanskars are of a different type, and then the struggle inside then stress inside. But if mind, intellect and sanskars work together, what is inside is also outside, then there is no stress and there's no fear. Because stress and fear, they also go together. And because of stress and fear, so many other defects come. Then you really feel, oh, you're not able to understand what to do, what not to do. Your discrimination power, your decision power also finishes. But if we are truthful inside and outside, then our decision power will also be right. We will be able to understand every situation in its right way. And because of that, whatever we'll do, we will not feel guilty within. That guilt comes because we do something which we should have not done or we should not be doing. So if we keep Baba in front of us and Baba is an example for us and I have to follow Baba, then I will also be truthful. So that's how I understand Dadis.
Wow, thank you. And what an interesting point, that stress means the mind and intellect are fighting. Something to churn upon. And you made me remember some kind of silence which is necessary to be able to achieve everything that you said and the example of the Dadis and Baba. And I remember my first Ambrivela. It was really the first time I did it. I didn't know that. Chantipan told me, and so the next morning I was ready to experience Ambrivela, and I had a wonderful, unusual experience of being in front of an ocean of people and giving just drishti in a pin drop silence, and I got scared. Like, what is this? And so what you were saying remind me of the connection of silence within revealing Baba. Like the scene of the end must be so silent that we will just share the Baba's energy through drishti. Can you say a few words in the last minute that we have about the connection of revealing Baba and silence and the power of faith within all of that?
Of course, silence power is a very great power. Silence power enables us to understand the truth very well, because it's only in silence that all the realizations come in the mind. In silence, we realize what we have to do and what we should not do. Because if the mind is like a chatterbox thinking and thinking something and saying something, you know, then what happens is that I will never be able to experience silence. So if I want to experience silence, I have to be silent also inside. Of course, the mind is always thinking, but then this mind will always think in the right way. This mind will always be calm and peaceful. But today, if my mind is not calm, it's not peaceful, it is having lots of waves of impure thoughts or waste thoughts or unwanted thoughts, then naturally I will never be able to experience silence. So silence is very, very important. Then I can communicate with Baba in the best way possible. If there is silence, my mind is very clear, my mind is very clean, my intellect is filled with love for Baba, and ultimately I will feel that I'm so close to God. So having that feeling of going close to God, of experiencing Baba's love, not just I having love for Baba, but Baba having love for me, that will enable to go into the depth of silence more and more. I will enjoy silence. Sometimes you really don't want to talk anything, you know, we want to be in silence. It's a very good experience. There are some souls who, in the actually early morning hours, they never talk. They're always silent. I know of so many, you know, we wake up and then all in silence. Up to 8 o'clock in the morning, they are totally silent. They don't speak anything. They don't even open their, you know, switch on their mobiles. I want to phone them, but their mobile is switched off. So I asked one day, your mobile was switched off. She said, I don't switch on my mobile before 8 o'clock. And I don't speak before 8 o'clock. So I said, it's a good way of making effort. So in the morning hours, I'm totally silent. Amrit Vela also in Baba's remembrance, not even one word. If I need to tell something to someone, I give in writing in the morning. I don't speak. So that's also a good practice.
So it's like a speaking of knowledge only lead to the taste of silence somehow.
Definitely.
So, is anybody having any questions? Otherwise, it's 7 o'clock already. No question.
Anybody wants to say anything about this? About the topic? No? Come closer.
And my question,
let everyone hear.
This question is really rudimentary, and many of you might be having the answer.
No, speak here. Huh?
So, I'm assuming that all of us also have an angelic perfect form.
Yeah, we all have our angelic form. So, we should remember that too, my angelic form. And what am I now? So, that's why Baba says, always remember what you were and what you have to become. So even our angelic form, that's our aim too.
So?
No, we ourselves can understand too. Because that time, the knowledge was not so much in detail. But now we have the complete knowledge of what an angel is. So I have to become an angel. I have to become perfect. I have to become like Brahma Baba. So I know what I have to do in order to become like that. So maybe at that time, Baba didn't really know. Baba also says, even this knowledge, even Brahma Baba didn't know before, no? Then gradually it became clearer and clearer. So now it's so clear for us. So it should not be difficult. For Baba, there was no one in front of him whom he could take inspiration from. But we have so many from whom we can take inspiration. That's why, yeah.
Thank you, Shiluban. So I think we are going to end here. And what a nice ending to think of becoming an angel, which is the one that will reveal God for sure.
Okay.
So thank you. Om Shanti.
How many of you have met Prabha Didi? I think Prabha Didi took class day before yesterday. Many have come later on. Om Shanti karenge didi. Thoda sa mile.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Pyare Baba ki. Aap sabhi. Baba ne jo title diya, double videshi. सभी भाई बहने बाबा के घर में आते हैं रिफ्रेश होने के लिए
बाबा हैज गिवन यू द टाइटल डबल फॉरेनर्स एंड ऑल ऑफ यू कम हियर टू रिफ्रेश इन बाबाज होम
और बाबा हम बच्चों को रिफ्रेश कर इतना भरपूर कर देता है आज भी बाबा ने मुरली के अंदर हम सभी को यही कहा कि बच्चे मैं तुम्हारा बाप बनकर आया हूँ शिव बाबा हमारा मात पिता बनकर आया है और मात पिता के रूप में हम बच्चों को पालना दे रहा है.
बाबा refreshes us and fills our apron. Baba meets us in the form of mother and father and he gives us so much of sustenance here.
और बाबा यही कहते हैं कि बच्चे अभी विशेष योग के ऊपर आप सभी ध्यान दो. आज भी बाबा ने मुरली में हमें विशेष याद के ऊपर ही कहा. जैसे बाबा ने कहा मैं बाबा को याद करता हूँ, वैसे तुम बच्चे भी बाबा को याद करो.
जस्ट लाइक इन टुडेज मुरली ऑल्सो बाबा एम्फसाइज्ड ऑन योग. बाबा सेड ब्रह्मा बाबा जस्ट लाइक आई रिमेंबर बाबा इन द सेम वे यू ऑल्सो हैव टू रिमेंबर बाबा.
बाबा ने हमें याद कैसे करनी चाहिए वो भी बताया कि बाबा कहते हैं मैं जैसे बाबा को याद करता हूँ कि बाबा में क्या था और आपने मुझे क्या बना दिया. तो जब ये सोचता हूँ तो बाबा की याद में प्रेम के आंसू भी आ जाते हैं.
When I remember Baba, I feel that I think about these things, that what I was and what Baba has made me into. And when I think about this, then there is tears of love and happiness.
तो हमें भी बाबा को ऐसे ही याद करके बड़े प्यार से याद करना है. और जो बाबा ने हम बच्चों को अभी लक्ष्य दिया है उस लक्ष्य को हमें स्मृति में रख करके उसके ऊपर विशेष पुरुषार्थ करना है.
इन द सेम वे वी हैव टू रिमेंबर बाबा विद सो मच ऑफ लव एंड कीप एम इन आवर माइंड एंड रिमेंबर बाबा.
और आप सभी बाबा के घर में आए और बाबा तो हम बच्चों को भरपूर कर देता है, ज्ञान रत्नों से भी बाबा भरपूर करता है. और वैसे भी हम जब बाबा के घर आते हैं तो यही फीलिंग आती है कि हम अपने घर में आए हैं.
बाबा फिल्स आवर एप्रन्स विद द जुबल्स ऑफ नॉलेज. व्हेन वी कम टू मधुबन वी फील दैट वी हैव कम टू आवर होम, बाबाज होम.
हम कल्प पहले वाले बाबा के बच्चे और इस कल्प में हम सभी बाबा से मिलन मना करके अपने को भरपूर कर रहे हैं.
We are the children of the Kalpa ago and in this Kalpa again we are meeting Baba and filling ourselves.
तो बस अभी यही लक्ष्य रखना है कि हमें अभी संपूर्ण बनना है.
We need to have that aim to become complete.
और बाबा की आशाओं को हम सभी पूर्ण करने वाले बाबा के सपूत बच्चे बनेंगे.
We are the ones who would fulfill Baba's hopes and become worthy children of Baba.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.